Blog Talk Radio.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Welcome to the movement. My name is Sean Wyman. I am your host on Success Movement Radio. Hope you are having an amazing week. And I just want to say thank you so much to everybody that is joining the show live, both on the show itself and on Periscope. I'm seeing more and more people jumping on Periscope. So if you're on Periscope, you can connect with me at Success with Sean Wyman. And you can join live on Periscope. I actually have my good friend Samira Corporal that will welcome you with open arms and give you as much information as you need. So with that, I am so excited because this show is all about helping entrepreneurs to create movement, not only in their business, but also in their life. And tonight, I am just super, super excited about the guest that we have on. I'm going to introduce her in just a minute. But I also want to remind you that if you missed the first show with Adam Flores, I now have created a very special place where you can go and watch all the replays that you miss. Adam's show, he put out some golden nuggets. I would highly recommend you go back and check it out. And you can go to successwithseanwyman.com, go to the link that is right there for Success Movement Radio, and you can get all the replays, including this one with our guest tonight. And I am just honored to have the opportunity. I told you from the beginning that my goal was to focus on bringing amazing people to the show. And not just heavy hitters, but people that have struggled and challenges and are not afraid to share their journeys. I think so many entrepreneurs out there, you see the end result, but you never see the journey as it's progressing along. So tonight, I get to introduce someone that is just the definition of movement and just really excited. I had the honor of meeting her a few months ago when I was a guest on her radio show, and I was just so impressed with her, and we've had some great conversations now, and just really, really looking forward to interviewing her tonight. So real quick, if you're on here, if there's feedback, I'm going to go ahead and mute one out here.
Sean?
Oh, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Thought I lost you. There you go. So I have the pleasure of introducing my good friend, Tiffany Crumpley, an Atlanta businesswoman, a business consultant. She has her own consulting company. But not only that, she's a mother, she's a wife, and she's faced a lot of challenges, and some of those she's shared with me. And I said, Tiffany, it would be such an honor if you would come in and share some of these journeys, because I know my audience could really benefit from that. So with that being said, I want to introduce the amazing Tiffany Crumpley. What's up, Tiffany? Welcome to the movement.
Hey, how you doing, Sean? And the Success Movement listeners, how are you? Thanks so much for tuning in. It is just an honor. So, Sean, what you got for me?
Oh, man, I got a lot for you. But first, you know what? I have to give you credit where credit is due. Because for those of you that don't know, Tiffany was the one that won the contest for the name, the radio show, when I was trying to come up with the name for the show. She actually helped me to come up with the idea for the concept that evolved into Success Movement Radio. So in front of the live audience, Tiffany, thank you.
You are very welcome.
I'm so honored to have you on this show. And we're going to talk about a lot of things, but I think first the audience needs to get to know you a little bit, Tiffany. So if you would, let's just start by sharing a little bit about you and who you are.
Boy. Well, the beginning was I am a California girl. I was born in Oakland, California, but also raised in San Francisco as well. So I'm a true Bay Area girl through and through, all day, every day. Born in 74, the first part of my life was really characterized by a lot of challenges in my home. There was parental drug addiction. I grew up in watching my father abuse my mother. And so through that process, especially when I hit high school, I knew that it had to be better. And though my parents suffered with addiction, our house was full of love and books and just the idea that just because they had demons didn't mean I had to. So I was encouraged to put my energy into school, which I did. And then right at around 15, 16, I knew that it had to be better. I knew that there was a better life for me. I didn't know how I was going to get there, so my outlets were always school and dance. And so I put my energy into those venues, and it paid off, and I eventually went to San Jose State University. I am a proud Spartan and was the first in my family to go to college. And so that experience, the pain of losing my father to addiction and watching that process and watching what happened to him in the healthcare system, inspired me to go into a career of public health, which emphasizes the environment in which people grow up in and how that lends to your health. And it married my passions for education and health and helping people. So, and during that time in college, a lot of things happened, Sean. There's so many different things I can tell you, but just how I got here was really deciding, and really God was there through and through for me, that it had to be a better way, and I had to decide that I wanted a better life and to pursue it relentlessly. And so who is Tiffany? I'm a servant of the Most High. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm an activist. I'm a healthcare strategist. I'm a friend. I'm a coach. I'm what God has set for me to be, and I'm just trying to be obedient.
Wow, that's a powerful way to start this. Hopefully the audience now has now understands why I wanted to bring you on here, because you got so much fire, so much energy, right? So yeah, it's so cool to have you, because people need to have a better understanding of what it is that you do. So share with me a little bit about what you do and where you do it, where you're located, and a little bit about your business.
Okay, so Mia Unlimited was founded in 2006, so I've actually had my consulting practice for 10 years now. And so what do I do on a day-to-day basis? I provide virtual program management services for healthcare organizations. So I do strategic planning. I do staff development training. That could be cultural competency. It could be traditional team building, helping people collaborate better to serve the community. So those are practical examples of what I do. And then also proposal development. And really, my strength is really helping people collaborate in an optimal way in business settings, but also for the greater good of the community. So strategic planning, training, coaching, and now motivational speaking, because throughout my career, I've always had to present on behalf of jobs and sometimes myself, and people always say, you know, Tiffany, you really have a gift for motivating people, and you do that in work. Why don't you do that as a part of your career? And I'm like, no. I'm not Les Brown. I'm not Lisa Nichols. And so now my consulting practice was really traditionally healthcare focused, helping companies and organizations. Now this door of speaking has opened for me. So I hope I answered the question, Sean. And if I didn't, I'll do it again.
Well, I know for a fact that you motivate the masses through strategic planning and team building. That's one of your big, big strengths. I also know that you're real big in transformational speaking, which I think is really powerful. Actually, training, diversity training in transformational speaking. You're based out of Atlanta. Is that right?
Yes, I'm in Atlanta, but I currently serve and have served clients in North Carolina as well as South Carolina. And so, but I have the potential to go national, and I'm actually in talks right now with a nonprofit organization in Minnesota. So wherever I can get to virtually and wherever a client wants me, I can go national or international.
Awesome, awesome. So, and yeah, you know, let's talk about international, because your goals are much bigger than hanging out in little Atlanta, Georgia. Even as big as Atlanta is, you're actually looking at taking this to the Middle East, right? And that leads into a very unique part of you that I want you to share. And just, you know, and we don't need to go too deep into it, but I believe that it's a very important part of your journey from what you've shared with me as far as your faith and the direction you've decided to go and how that's been a challenge. Would you share a little bit about that?
Yes. I identify as an African-American Muslim woman. And so that has brought to bear challenges, but just so many opportunities for me to connect with folks of all walks of life. I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that all Muslims are Arab, and they're not. In fact, some of the biggest Muslim populations are between Indonesia and sub-Saharan Africa. So just really trying to embody that, the best representation of that, and doing that despite the political challenges, despite the negative information being in the media. So I try to be the walking example. Through positive interactions with me, people can walk away learning, like, hey, that's not what those folks said on that notorious news station that we won't mention.
Right.
So I think, but it's been a tremendous opportunity. And Sean, I have to be honest, I converted to Islam in the South in 2007. And
wow.
So when I tell you in the heart, the buckle and the heart of the Bible Belt. So I really say that because despite what you see in the media, I have met some of the warmest people. And I know it takes people a minute to adjust when I'm in a boardroom with a hospital CEO and we're there to do business. But at the end of the day, I can honestly attest to the fact that Allah has created bridges between people that, for their first time seeing an African-American Muslim woman covering her hair, dressing modestly, and I'm professional and I'm college educated. And so just really trying to do the best I can for people that be the story.
Nice.
And they have something to counteract the narrative. So does
hey,
that help?
Let me ask you this. Would you like to take a caller? I think we already have a caller. I didn't even put the number out yet, and we already have a caller, which means you're generating a question. How about we bring this caller on real quick, and then we'll jump back into this conversation. Is that cool?
That's fine.
All right. So we're going to reach out. Area code 647, welcome to the movement. You are live with Sean Wyman and Tiffany Crumpley. What is your question?
Hey, guys. Interesting show thus far. I guess, Tiffany, you know, what do you feel? We talked a little bit before, and I know we talked about our childhoods and stuff like that. What do you feel is your greatest gift in bringing the best out of others?
I paused, but the word that came to my mind was an endless supply of resilience and bounce back. And I shared a bit about my childhood, but a common theme throughout all of that foolishness was a sense of hope that I could bounce back no matter what. And so when you have that as a trait, you naturally want to see people win. So I believe my greatest gift is seeing the beauty in people, the untapped potential, and saying, you can do this. And I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know based on my walk. So that, I would say, is my greatest gift to the world right here, right now.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Big fan.
Thank you.
All right, Tiffany. So that's pretty cool. I love it when we have a chance. Anytime we get our guests in, I try to get them in as much as possible because I know that there's a lot of opportunity there to help these people. And that's what I want to do is try to help them to get on the phone with people like you, the experts, who can give them more information and answer their questions. So thanks for doing that. Now, we've talked a little bit about what you do. We've talked about where you do it. Let's get deep. You ready to get deep? Because we're going to get deep. Because I want to know why. Why do you do it? Why are you doing what you do?
So for those of you that had a chance to listen to the last week's radio show, Adam Flores talked about this whole idea of entrepreneurs being motivated by pain and necessity. And so what drives me is this whole idea that every human being has the right to be healthy, to achieve happiness and success. And so what drove that was, you know, seeing my father not be triaged appropriately in an emergency room and basically being judged for being an addict and being poor and not getting proper health care. So that fueled the fire for me to pursue a career in public health. But then because of that advocacy spirit, I also wanted to make things better for not only him, but other communities as well, those communities that are struggling that don't have access to resources. So what motivates me is not wanting to see people suffer unnecessarily. What drives me is that I've been born to be a solution to somebody else's problem. And if I don't show up, then I can't, you know, leave my mark and make this world a better place. So that is my why.
Okay. Wow. That, and, you know, I mean, like I said, I've only got to know you for a very short period of time, but just every time that we have conversations and I just hear the passion in your voice, and I know that you're just very committed. I think that's a good word for this, right? You're very committed about doing this, you know, and it's really cool. You know, I know, you know, wanting to inspire young women. Women need role models today more than ever because, I mean, when we look at society in general around the world, right, it's a lot different than it used to be. Back in the day, we had a lot more discipline and people keeping us in line. And today, there's just a lot more flexibility in what people can do. So, hey, we got a question on Periscope here, Tiffany. And the question is, What does your family think about you doing this? About converting and doing your business? How is your family? Are they supporting you, or has that been a challenge as well?
No, I have gotten. My husband is my best cheerleader. Honestly, right now as we speak, he has my 8-year-old daughter and 3-year-old son, because he wanted the house completely quiet so I could focus for this opportunity. So very supportive. My family is my best cheerleader, and they're the inspiration. If I hadn't gone through what I've gone through, no matter how the cards were dealt or how bad things got, my family is the reason why I'm here. I'm a reflection of my father and my mother.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So hopefully that answers the question on Periscope. Thank you. We're getting questions from Periscope. We're getting questions on the show. I mean, this is a great start, guys. This tells me that all this does, it really emphasizes that this is the right show at it right now. We need this in our lives. And, you know, I remember, and I still, there's times where I just wish that there was someone I could reach out to that I could get an answer from without having to beg and borrow and steal to try to get an answer. So it's just really cool to see this in motion. So thank you so much, Tiffany, for being a part of this show. It is just awesome to have you.
Man, you're providing the platform, Sean. So look, I'm giving the love right back to you. So what question are we getting hit with?
Yeah, well, I'm looking. No more questions right now, but it looks like we got another caller. Looks like we got another caller. So let's see what we got here. So we are, hey, area code 678, you are live on the show with Sean Wyman and Tiffany Crumpley. Welcome to the movement. We can hear you.
This is her auntie, Gloria Jed Williams.
Well, hello, auntie. Can you share some good
I love my niece. No. My niece is excellent. She's brilliant. Aww. And thank you so much for having her on the show. And to all the listeners, keep focused. Listen to Tiffany. She really has a great mindset, and she has a history. And I am so proud of her. I just wanted to call in and tell you, Tiffany, I love you, and Godspeed ahead.
Aww.
Thank you, Auntie. See, I was good until she called. I'm sitting here trying to hold back tears.
It's no problem, dear. I'm going to get off and let others talk to you, but I'm letting you know you have the best on there. And she, and other ladies who are trying to come up in this world, I will be 70 years old on next Friday, and I want to let you know that I have learned a lot from my niece. So please listen to her. I love you, Tiffany, and I'm going to sign off, everybody.
Awesome.
Love
Thank you
too.
For jumping on the call. Great to have you.
Thanks.
All right. Wow. So how's that for family support? They call in. They show you love. That is awesome.
She's an awesome gift to my life. When I came here, she's the only relative that I have here and just has really shown up and shown out for me and given me pep talks, you know, to keep me going and building momentum in this new journey that I'm pursuing in my life right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go with another question here. I want to get a little more about Tiffany out to the audience here. And I think a great question here is, you know, how do you add value to your clients?
Practically speaking, I talked about this whole idea of advocating for equal access to healthcare and social services. So I always, even though we want to do the greater good in our work, sometimes you have to speak to the bottom line of your client. And so my clients are hospitals, physician practices. And so when we talk about treating a man that walks in that's homeless or somebody that you don't know or doesn't look like you or whatever preconceived notion that you have about them, when you don't treat them with the same level and quality of care, it costs you money in the long run in terms of that person going to the emergency room, running up a huge bill, going into debt when they could have went to the doctor and been seen by a regular physician for much less. So really, on a practical basis, I really work with healthcare providers to really serve the folks that need it the most and how that helps them improve their bottom line in terms of cost savings to the healthcare system and really ultimately creating a healthier individual.
That is really good because, you know, when you're looking at it, right? I mean, there's so many people out there that are trying to take instead of give, and I could tell from the beginning that you're definitely a servant. I mean, you're constantly serving, whether it's your clients or your family or just anyone that comes around you. You're definitely a strong servant leader, and that is so important to do those things. So with that in mind, right, you talked about your childhood, and you talked about, you know, the challenges. But let me ask you this. Did those adverse childhood experiences hurt you or help you?
The first answer is it inspired what I do. Of course, there was pain while I was experiencing it, but there were valuable life lessons that I got from it. So really, at the end of the day, even though my father struggled with heroin addiction, my father always was starting businesses over my lifetime, and he died young at 46 years old. By the time I was 19, when I was a baby, he had a vending machine business. He started a tow truck company. He had a record shop at one point. Like, my father was forever starting businesses. I grew up with Black Enterprise on the table. So it was this kind of juxtaposition in our home where it was very real, just dysfunctional issues in terms of my father's addiction and my mother enduring his abuse. But at the same time, it was this whole intellectual foundation that was in our household that, regardless of how many places we moved to, which were many, that always stayed with us. The importance of reading, the importance of being educated, that it just inspired me. And like I said, while my parents dealt with their own demons, they always said, you know, Tiffany, it's better for you. We want whatever we can do to push you in the right direction, we will. But it was painful because we weren't stable. Can I keep it real?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, being in 11, 12 different schools, not having lifelong friends, being depressed, you know, because I didn't have the family that I thought I should have had. So I have to be real that it hurt. But one thing I can say, another common thing was just this village of helpers from the school-based health center where I used to go get counseling, and my dance teacher basically telling me to quit whining and take responsibility for my life. All of those angels were placed strategically along my path of life to push me through when my parents weren't there anymore. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And we're getting some comments on Periscope about this right now. Some people saying, yes, I can definitely relate to what she's saying. It's hard to move around. It's hard to go through these different challenges, and you never get a chance to actually settle in and sink into something because you're constantly moving around, you're getting bounced around. Every time you start to get settled, things get messed up again, and it's like you're starting all over. It gets frustrating.
Indeed it does.
So let me ask you this. Who are some of the people that you look up to today? That you learn from, that you get your lessons from?
I really have to go back to, who do I admire? I really have to say, I know this sounds crazy, but I had just really awesome parents, and I know people are saying, okay, didn't you just say there was abuse and addiction in the home? But they were just really ahead of their time in terms of, like I said, my father struggled with addiction, but he started many businesses, but he was also a cross-cultural communicator. So whenever he started a business, he wanted to connect culturally with whoever he was serving. So at times I would hear my father speak Cantonese or German or Spanish if that was necessary to build the relationship. So my father, my mother was just the commitment that no matter how bad things get, family is important, and she sacrificed her life for us, literally. And so just and just that stick-to-itness, her pushing me to be educated, because the thing that she did not want for me was to be an abused woman with no education, no income, like she was. She's like, I want different for you. So she raised a very, very independent woman who gives my husband grief.
So,
like,
hey.
Look, I'm the, yeah.
So, hey, we got another caller. You ready to take another question?
Yes.
All right, let's take another question. This is going to be area code 510, which looks like it's in your neck of the woods there. And you are live with Sean Wyman and Tiffany Crumpley. Welcome to the movement.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Shakira.
Hi, Shakira.
Hi. And Tiffany,
it sounds like you know.
Friend.
It sounds like you know Tiffany.
Yeah, very well. For
over 20 years
now.
Awesome.
And I called in to ask a question that I kind of know the answer to already, but I really want people to hear Tiffany say it. As long as I've known her, I've always been amazed by her ability to remain positive through everything that she has gone through. And I just want her to share with you guys how she was able to do that. Because there were many times where I'd be like, dude, are you serious? No matter what happened, she was able to pull this strength. And I kind of dialed in late because I was having some computer problems, so I don't know if she's talked about, you know, helping to raise her siblings. But Tiffany's just really an amazing person, and I wanted to tell her that, but I also want her to share, you know, her religious journey, whatever it is that she pulled power from, because it's amazing to have experienced all the things she's experienced and still be just so happy to be here all the time.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to shut the line down, but Tiffany is definitely going to answer that question, and I really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thank you.
I love you, friend.
I love you, too.
So,
okay, so no pressure here, right? Real quick, before you answer. Yeah, before you answer, let me go ahead and give the guest number, because there's some other people, I'm sure, that are wanting to know. I haven't even put the number out yet, and we've got people calling in, so I'm really excited, because this is only the second show! So this is amazing.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
We're raising the bar, Sean. We're bringing
it. I love
it. We're bringing it, man.
I love it. So here's the number if you want to call in and ask Tiffany a question. 646-716-7979 646-716-7979 All right, so Tiffany, it is your stage. I want to hear the answer to this question. What a great question.
Wow, I would have to say, how did I remain positive? It's really weird because it's just the decree of Allah that I just had this deep and abiding sense of hope that things would get better. I didn't know how they would get better, and I didn't really go there because I didn't want to take people down, but just to give you a snapshot, from the age of 15 to 23, I was a smart girl, but I ended up getting pregnant at 16 years old and losing my baby. By 17, I was kicked out of the house because I stood up to my dad. There were periods of homelessness, like I couldn't go home because of dope dealers being in the home. There was a gun pulled on me at one point, so I had to stay over the breaks at college to work in the dorms as a conference assistant so I would have a job. By the time I was 22, to suicide. In that process, I also lost my dad, you know, within a 3-year span. And then, of course, my mother had never been an addict. Then my father passes, and then she becomes an addict. And so what my best friend is referring to is that the semester before I graduated, I moved back home to take care of my brother and sister because I didn't want them in the foster care system. And And I finished school, but I was commuting 50 miles a day. And through that, God was with me. Y'all are gonna laugh at me, but I was in the church. I was a practicing Buddhist, and throughout this process, Islam just kept being reintroduced to me. And so I went down that path because I feel that like God pulls you in a certain direction, and then when you finally ready to sit down and be okay with being obedient and submitting to His will, everything works itself out. So this deep and abiding sense of hope, and then by the time my brother and sister got in the mix, I had no other choice but to show and prove because I wanted them to be happy too. And so I went on to get my master's degree while raising them, living in the hood with drive-by shootings and trying to keep my little brother off the street. But it just, you know, I was born with that. And so I guess that's my other gift. That's what the lady was asking me too, is that just this deep and abiding sense of hope. And I pulled that from God. And that's the only reason why I can talk to you today.
Wow. Wow. Well, first of all, I affirm you for sharing all that, because I know that that's very personal and very deep. And we all have those deep emotions. And a lot of us, you know, we don't want to bring those out. But if you're one of those people out there right now that are like that, I want you to understand that there's a lot of people out there like that too, myself included, that have gone through some very dark places. And I think the most powerful part of this is recognizing that no matter how dark it gets, you can always turn your adversity into opportunity if you are listening with your heart and your mind and your body and your soul to what God is driving you to, right? Or what that direction is going to. And, you know, this isn't a religious show necessarily, but, you know, a large majority of this audience are faith-driven. And, you know, I believe that it's very important to, you know, to follow, you know, that path. And there's a great scripture. I actually have it in my LinkedIn, and it talks about following the right path, you know, helping people to discover that path. I think so many people, they try to bounce back and forth and find all these different paths that they never really get on the right path. They never get going in a direction that they want to go in, because they go, oh, well, wait, this path looks a little bit better, or wait, this one looks a little bit better. And, you know, when you go through that dark journey like Tiffany has, I definitely see where it helps you, even though it sounds crazy at the time. But you're right, Tiffany. God is always there. He's guiding us through these challenges that we're going through. And I just think that it's really cool that you listened. You listened with your heart and your soul, and you followed the direction that you felt like He was leading you to. So thank you for sharing that. That's really beautiful.
Thank you, Sean.
So again, guys, if you have a question for Tiffany, the telephone number is 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979, and you can call in and ask Tiffany a question directly, all right? So it sounds like, let's see, I got so many questions. I wrote a whole bunch of different questions. So I want to, you know, I want to make sure that I cover some things here. I mean, for sure, right? I mean, some key points that I think some key learning points here for us is that your adverse childhood experiences actually became fuel that led you to pursue something bigger, something better that you always wanted because you never had it. So that curiosity led you to the career entrepreneurial venture of your dreams. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And I think another powerful point that we brought up here, right, is that we may not have control over the beginning of our lives, right? We don't have much say in what our parents do or don't do, but we also have the power to choose a life as we grow and develop and become, you know, our own beings. We then have the opportunity to manifest a life of happiness, right, and fulfillment.
Right, right.
I think one of the things that you talked about before, and I remember you saying this, is, you know, we have to commit, right? We have to always be in pursuit of that prize. We can't just leave it alone. There's always got to be some kind of commitment and pursuit relentlessly, right? No matter what. What do you think about that?
I really, and I want to drive it home so folks walk away, if you've listened to this whole thing and you can't take anything away from it, then I have not served you. So really at the end of the day, those tough childhood experience, practical examples of that. So I was in 11, 12 different schools by the time I hit high school. So each time we moved, I had to adjust to a different demographic, a different culture. And so without even having cultural or diversity training, my life was always, you know, learning to communicate cross-culturally. So I use that skill set in my work in terms of helping different groups of people understand each other, because I had to adjust to a new culture, new environment every year, every 2 years. So I want you to think about those things that, you know, were survival skills or bounce back skills, because they often are what you're good at in your jobs and what you can ultimately use to, you know, fuel your career, to catapult you into your own business or whatever life goal that you have. Don't discount those bounce back factors, because that's what makes you badass. Okay, I'm sorry, Allah forgive me, I'm up on here cussing with all these God-fearing people. But I want people to walk away with that, because for a long time I carried shame because of my story. But that those skills and that deciding, that is the difference between people that bounce back and people that continue to repeat the negative cycle of behavior. I don't blame my parents. Yes, it was unstable, but I know that their issues didn't have anything to do with me, and I had to take the best and leave the rest. And I had to make a decision to do so, and that was the best thing that my dance teacher could have ever done for me. It was basically, Tiffany, the world don't owe you shiggity. You either need to decide you're going to do the same thing, or you're going to take a different path in your life. And so if you don't make that decision, you're going to be in the wind. You have to decide, this is the life that I want for myself. And those bounce back factors don't just stop to survive childhood. You're going to use them over and over again to push towards your goal and towards your success. And so I just want to impart that to folks in terms of the decision to want something different. It starts with the decision and a commitment that you don't give up no matter what.
Yes, you are so on fire. You're on fire, girl. I love it, man. And it's not fire, everybody. It's fire. Fire.
Just try to put a little rap on it,
It's on fire. That's right. So, hey, guys, if you're not getting questions, I'm like, where are the callers, guys? You can call into the show. Tamara, you've said some great things. You should jump in here. Tamara's on Periscope, Tiffany, and she's just showing you love, so much love. But the telephone number is 646-716-7979. So 646-716-7979. And I see someone that we both know. Kale May has jumped on Periscope. So, Kale,
uh-oh.
I expect a phone call, girl, because I see you. I see you. All right. So, you know, you have such a great story. You know, you should really think about writing a book. Have you ever thought about writing a book?
You are so funny, Sean. You are such the cosmic professional. So, yes, indeed, Sean. Thank you for reminding me. So, through our interaction together, I didn't expect to come on the show and really talk as much as I have about my life, but through this process, it forced me to start writing snapshots of my life down and lessons learned. And so I said, you know what, I've always wanted to write a book. This is the opportunity for me to do so. So I'm working on a book, and I'm still playing with the title, but it's 7 strategies to evolve from trauma and achieve triumph in our daily lives. So it really reinforces this whole idea that, yes, all the literature is saying that adverse childhood experiences, you're more likely to be obese, depressed, die earlier. You're more likely to commit suicide. The science verifies that, and there's a CDC report about it, but there's also a whole body of research around resilience in terms of, okay, your exposure to childhood experiences. So not only do I talk about my life, but I started interviewing people, and the most beautiful thing, Sean, is that I'm interviewing people from different walks of life, not only African-American, not only Muslim, but I've had the opportunity to talk with folks of Caucasian descent that are in a different country. And what's so beautiful about it is that there are common themes that are evolving for people to bounce back, heal, and manifest the life of their dreams. And that's the beautiful part of it, is not only telling my story, but pulling out those life lessons, that toolkit, so whoever is going through a tough time knows that it's only for a spell, and you're going to keep using these skills, not only to survive, but to thrive. So I'm working on that book. I have you to thank for that. And, of course, my family for providing the storyline.
Aw, well, hey, we got a caller. Let's get another caller on the phone here. So, hey, you are live with Sean and Tiffany, area code 704. Tell us who you are and share your question with us. Hello? Going once? Going twice? Aw, they must have dropped the call. Hey, if you're at area code 704, call back. I know. They'll call back. They'll call back. I got faith. They'll call back. So if you want to call in and you want to talk to Tiffany, you can call in. It's 646-716-7979. 646-716-7979. So, Tiffany, how do people find you? Let's say somebody wants to have a conversation with you or they want to connect with you. How do people – what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
There are two or three different vehicles to connect with me. So I'm definitely on Facebook. I have a page for NIA Unlimited Consulting Services. There you can receive information about the services that I provide to organizations and individuals. So practical information is on there. I also have a website, so you can send me notes through the website. That'll come directly to my personal email address. But for those of you that have been touched or the fire lit under your behind by listening to me talk to you, and if you're in that space and you're on the edge, I have also set up a 30-minute bounce back strategy session. So where we just sit and have a conversation about pulling out, just like my dear friend called and said, you know, what were those things that got you through? The exact same thing, sitting with you and pulling out those skills that can be marketable, that can help you start your own business, even while you're working a 9-to-5. So that is at Calendly, which is calendly.com/ NIA Unlimited. And so that is also a place where you can directly go and schedule a 30-minute session. Sean, is there a place where we can post information about shows, like if we have links or things to help people connect?
Well, absolutely. I think one of the easiest, I got to check my chat box. I want to make sure nobody's, let's see if anybody's chatting here. Nope, no chat. All right, cool. We got the Welcome to the Movement community on Facebook. That is a great place where we can post that information. And we will also post it on my website, as far as I'll have a way for people to connect with you there. And hopefully you'll also add this to your website, the interview as well. So, you know, they you have that bounce back between the two. So, yeah, we can definitely get that information out there.
Right.
So let me ask you this. What book are you reading right now? Or do you read books? I mean, like, where do you get your inspiration from? I know a lot of successful people read books, but what about you? Where do you get yours from?
Really, of course, the Quran, which always has those ayat or scriptures that warm the heart, and really, I do a lot of audio as opposed to reading books. Like I've been reading Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success, Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
In terms
of... I read
of,
that book. Great book.
Yes. And so what else? In the beginning, a big part of what got me through two was motivational and self-help books. So I read a lot of Iyanla Van Zandt in the mid-2000s when I was going through just the pinnacle of a lot of the loss in my family. So motivational books in terms of who influences me in terms of style and really wanting to help people through divine giving gifts, I would have to say Lisa Nichols. I listen to her a lot. Patrice Washington, she does a financial advising segment on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, but really put the fire under my butt to really look at my divine gift and how could I turn that into a business opportunity for myself. So that those are some of my influencers in terms of when I'm looking for that practical advice in terms of starting businesses or how do I establish a platform. Those are the sources that I go to.
Gotcha. So, hey, guys, we are coming towards the end. I hate to say that because I'm enjoying this so much. But if you want to get a call in, now is your chance. 646-716-7979. 646-716-7979. 7979. So if you want to get that question to Tiffany, tick tock, time is running out. And so, Tiffany, you've got all these great ideas. You've got all of these. You're writing a book. You got a thriving business. You got all these things going on. So what would you tell someone if you could go back and change something, if you could do something over again? Even if it was just a minor adjustment, what would that be?
I would say the main adjustment that I would have liked to make was to just trust myself more. The very thing that I'm doing right now, I've been wanting to do since my 20s, but I felt like I had to be accomplished or smart enough or have the Benz in the driveway and the mansion before I could help people or be a gift to the world. I felt like I had to be perfect in order to do that, and I spent a lot of time doubting myself. And so NIA should have been started a long time ago, but truth be told, NIA is a reflection of those divine gifts. So just trusting myself and not caring what anybody thinks a lot earlier.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I think we really do get in our own way sometimes, you know, because we start thinking like that. Well, nobody's going to think I'm a success until they see me with fill in the blank, whatever that is. Right. And I know that was my mindset for a long time. Why would anybody listen to me? Why would anybody want to hear my story? But in the end, you have to recognize that your story is meant to be heard, and it's meant to be heard by very specific people. And if you never put it out there, you are doing a disservice to those people, and you're doing a disservice to yourself, because if you're truly honest with yourself about serving others and wanting to support others, then that's part of it, is reaching out and doing the uncomfortable things and not just reaching out for the comfortable things. So,
right.
Wow, man, this has been an amazing show. This is going to be my last question, I believe. And this question is going to just open it up for you. There might be two more. We'll see. Because
yeah,
I could talk to you for hours. But this question is focused on, is there anything that you can think of that I didn't ask you that would really bring value to this audience that you feel they really need to know that maybe I forgot to ask you, or just something that you know, this question is just kind of opening it up for you to go, oh, you know what? I wish we would have talked about this. Is there anything out there that you would like to share that I didn't ask you that you feel this audience needs to hear?
No, you covered the bases, but I want to make sure that I leave just some practical just gifts to the audience. So really in terms of whatever idea that you have, if you want to start a nonprofit, if you want if you want to travel the world or you want to start a business, no time is ever perfect. Start right now and do it afraid. That is the biggest gift that I can give you, is just to do it. I'm in this place working full time, supporting myself, contributing to my family, because I had no other choice. But what it showed me is that I could do it. And I was so afraid to leave the structure of a 9-to-5 job because I wanted stability. And so I'm not saying that it's easy, but practically speaking, the skills that you have in your job could easily be marketable as a consulting practice in terms of how it happened for me. Literally, the clients that I serve now were people that I served through my job, and I did such a good job with them, building strong relationships with them. They're saying, Tiffany, what are we going to do without you? And that is how I'm here, to be able to serve you on my own terms. So don't discount the practical skills, job skills that you have, those resiliency factors. And Google is a wonderful engine, but look for millionaires, successful people, people who are where you want to be, and be intentional about aligning yourself with like-minded people. That helps too. That, and that's something that I didn't mention, was this whole idea of a lot of us that bounced back, we were very intentional about seeking out people that emulated the traits that we wanted to in life and in business. And sometimes it took us changing our circle of people in order to do that. So if you want to be a millionaire or a billionaire, you got to roll with people that are already there, and then getting out of the scarcity mindset, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not enough to talk to that person. Truly wealthy people operate in a spirit of gratitude, and you'll be surprised the nuggets that they will drop on you if they see that you have the fire and the commitment to be something more than where you are right now in life, and you're taking action on it, radical action. So I wanted to leave you with that. So you get off this call tomorrow, you have practical tips to start developing your own ventures for yourself, whether they're personal or professional. Okay, and I'm going to shut up now.
Wow, no, don't stop. No, thank you,
okay,
Tiffany.
Okay.
No, you're good. You're good. I couldn't ask for a better closeout than that, because I think, well, I agree with you 100%. And I believe that, you know, I believe that there's a reason why you and I have connected, for sure. I mean, our stories are a lot alike. We share a lot of the same adversities and things growing up and challenges. And I just think that you are so amazing, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I hope my listeners recognize the value of this show tonight, because you brought some real stuff. I mean, real information that's palatable, that these people can take and run with and create movement. And that's what this show is about.
Yes.
So
yes.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Yes.
Thank you. So with
thank
that,
you.
I want to thank Tiffany for being such an amazing guest. The second guest on the show ever, Tiffany. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for being a part of the wonderful name. I love Success Movement Radio. It rolls right off the tongue because it is designed for everything that we're doing now and in the future. So thank you for that. I want to thank everybody that joined live on Periscope. And if you're watching the replay on Periscope, thank you so much for being a part of this. I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. I also want to thank the amazing producer behind the scenes, who's been very quiet, as he should be, but he is awesome, Mr. Michael Brooks. I want to thank him. I want to thank all the hosts on Coach on Fire who have given me this opportunity to get my voice out there and to get people like Tiffany out there to the masses, because I believe that this is what life, that this is where I'm meant to be, that this is the way I'm meant to serve. And I'm, you know, to network with amazing people, bring them to this show, and just bring value every single week. So thank you so much. Welcome to the movement, everybody. The next show will be on October 5th at 7 p.m. I will be releasing the guest very soon. Tiffany, I got one more question for you. Will you join me on the Facebook Live after party at 8:30?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do it. So
just,
if you want to come and meet
page,
Tiffany,
right?
and connect with Tiffany. Yeah, we're going to do a Facebook Live on my Facebook page, Success with Sean Wyman. And you can also join the Welcome to the Movement group on Facebook. So with that, we're going to shut this out. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you
to all the amazing people on this journey with us. We look forward to the next show, and this replay will be live very, very soon. Welcome to the movement, everybody. Until next time, remember, always stay focused and keep moving forward.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.
And we are done, Periscope. That's a wrap. Thank you, guys. Tamira, I cannot thank you enough, girl. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the love. Hey, look who's here. What's up, girl?